Alright. It's a beautiful day today, kind of chilly. So I decided to attempt to grill again. And if you know me, you know my feng shui, certified everywhere. Ain't gotta print out my resume. I'm not the best griller. I have issues starting the charcoal for some reason. I don't know what I did wrong the other times, but today I closed the vent at the bottom and apparently it has to be open so the fire can breathe. Amateur hour at the Apollo, you feel me? Please excuse the background noise. But after I did that, I learned to pile it up in a pyramid fashion. And it sort of kind of worked after that, with the help of a lot of lighter fluid. I think the big thing is patience. I'm not the most patient person. Just cook some hot dogs, easy stuff. But that was just the warm up, because I'm about to cook some salmon on the grill for the first time. Really looking forward to it. I wanted to share this process with y'all, so just had to get a container. I'm about to get started now. Real basic, gonna go salt and pepper. I hope the sound quality is good. I got my phone propped up now. People probably think I'm crazy talking to myself. Hot dogs are so bloated, they look like sausages. Hopefully that means they're done. Wouldn't know until I get sick anyway. I don't have any hot dog buns, so I'm gonna wait on that. Tempting to put your tin foil, right? Poking holes through it. I don't know much. I just know enough to be dangerous. Oh, no. So the tin foil just flew off. Flew off the grill, and I had to run and chase it. It's kind of windy today. Like I said, looks like a real nice day. Just kind of chilly. Really beautiful piece of salmon, by the way. Honestly, has my mouth drooling. That sounded weird. Mouth drooling. I should have said drooling. But, kind of multitasking. Please excuse me. Yeah, I don't know why. I was just about to do something for the first time, and I thought, why not share this private, personal moment with a bunch of strangers, you know? I guess that's how my mind works. One second. All right. So yeah, this and fishing requires patience. Apparently that's a virtue. I'm working on being virtuous right now. Took a bite of that dog. It was pretty good. I guess I can officially say I got that dog in me. I am really concerned about this salmon, though. It was $14 for one piece, so it's a lot of money. Could have went to the tank. Speaking of the tank, the gas prices here are $3.19. Pretty absurd if you ask me. But we are kind of in a recession. Speaking on that, I hope everybody's voting. I know people feel like, one vote doesn't matter or whatever. And maybe one vote doesn't matter, but when we get together and vote, it makes a huge difference. And it's either that or we start a civil war. Overthrow the government. I doubt anybody wants to do that. Too busy with TikTok and whatnot. So. Hope you can hear that nature. There's a bird in the back. Nothing like nature, you know. Birds chirping, cars flying by a residential area. And not many other sounds than that. Cars going by and some bird that doesn't want to shut up. A couple dogs, actually. But yeah, let me tell you what I want to talk about. I mentioned before about interviewing a good friend of mine. Brother, actually. I ran into a snag. I'm gonna have to purchase Apple Music first, because I'm really gonna have to take the time to digest a bunch of music, to ask the right questions. I'd say, admired all forms of art and the artists that make the art, because, man, you have to be really strong to, well, let me come back to the strength. You got to be super determined to put the time in to make the body of art, and then to show it and give it to the world. That's true strength, because the way they could perceive your art, they could tear it apart, and you got to take that. You just got to take that criticism. Got to take that chance, because you never know. They might fall in love with it. They might see it like you do. And I'm pretty sure people accepting and loving something that you've made, that must be an incredible feeling. But I never been the artsy type. More like a like a destroyer, not a creator, personally. This salmon's gonna be cooking longer than I anticipated. I wish I could turn it up to high, like a stove or something. I'm pretty sure people that grill never say things like that. Probably the slower, the better the food is, or some crap, I don't know. Really wish I had a fork, I'm getting hungry. I think I'm gonna wrap it up here. Only because I need my timer. Plus, I'm not sure if y'all really want to hear me just ramble on. But I will mention how this salmon thing went in the future. Thanks for tuning in, and I have a awkward story that I also want to share. I'm trying to keep all my audios under 20 minutes, but me and my co-host, really I'm his co-host on his channel, but we have 30 minute to an hour podcast where he shares his views and his art, and I would love for y'all to tune in over there and check us out, but I will be watching this salmon grill slowly, and I want to mention that I'm in love with fire. Always have been. That's another reason why I want to go. I just want to stare into the blaze and fall into the void. But again, have a great day. Talk to y'all soon.